Hey everyone, Shy Ranger here, and I'm back to talk about The Road to Corinth and Fade to Black. I tell ya, what a difference one man leaving Power Rangers and another stepping in can make. To go from having very little hope for RPM to what turned out to be the best premiere since SPD easily. A grand reinvention, sort of similar to past reinventions in Zeo, Lost Galaxy, Time Force. Now, one thing about Time Force, when Force from the Future first aired, I remember thinking, wow, this is the same show. With the way the plot started out with Rancic and Alex, and how it almost sort of felt darker than what we had seen before at that point. So this kind of made me think back to that, as well as SPD2, of course. Now, Ninja Storm was another sort of reinvention for the show, but the difference for me there was, with the tons of promotion ABC Family gave it, really sort of ruined it for me once the season got underway. It pretty much took me about the first 10-12 episodes before I really got into Ninja Storm. But anyway, yeah, really gotta hand it to Eddie for doing a great job kicking things off with RPM, and taking the time to watch old episodes, and sort of trying to bring back that old-school flavor which the show hasn't seen in years. Watching these episodes did kind of take me back to the late 90s, which was definitely a nice treat. So starting from the beginning, I like the little narrative used at the start of every episode. The theme is alright, sort of straight and to the point like MMPR. No use of the word go for the second time in series history, of course the other being Dino Thunder. Still would have been nice to see the Jungle Fury style Demo Theme 1 used, but this fits enough. The flashback to Vengix taking over as civilians flee and Corinth soon raises its shields was pretty nicely done. Fast forward a year and we're introduced to Dylan and Ziggy. Good intro. I enjoyed the whole car chase and Desert Wasteland. Two neat characters, one who's comedy relief and the other who has Vengix hardware in him, and amnesia apparently. So, neat addition to the plot there. I also liked how no one had been crazy enough to run a Vengix barricade in broad daylight before Dylan. So they make it in Corinth, a monster shows up with grinders, and in comes Scott, Summer, and Flynn, we had seen in brief intros prior. They become our new heroes, and wow. Just wow. I mean, I naturally assumed we'd see them receive their powers. This is a great new direction with an established red, blue, and yellow right off the bat, while the two others join up later. At last, we know what Power Rangers is like when red doesn't get any special focus. So yeah, the first original Morph fight was pretty cool. And Zig's excited, as are the fans, and Dylan asks, what's a Power Ranger? Which is a great question if he does turn out to be Vengix's original pet project, which went wrong or something. Now to Fade to Black. I'm glad we're back to having the main villains make the MOTDs grow again, instead of them just growing on their own, by, say, human fear. I like the villain's base, with a giant claw, and the Vengix Tower right there in command. General Shifter sounds like King Mondo, which is cool, and General Crunch reminds me of Chubo and Loki. Nice to see RPM have our own sword summoning. This was of course pretty iffy. How would they handle Gohan's mecha? I'm glad Eddie went with not having them talk. I can almost ignore the three sets of eyes, and I can safely assume he did what he could to edit around some stuff. I like how they call each other by color in the Zords, too. I suspect Eddie might have gotten that from Bokinger. So Dylan showing what he can do against the inmates was cool, and the episode ends with the Rangers talking to Dylan about joining them while he's tied up. These episodes were paced pretty good, written very well, with a good mix of humor. Nice touch with the color during the Wasteland part, too. And I gotta say, these episodes by far had the best use of extras since Lost Galaxy. So ABC pasting the closing credits over the end for each episode is a bit different, and the PRRPM title card at the very end of each ep is a bit odd. If this does in fact turn out to be the last year, what a fun year it will be. This is the best looking cast since SPD, and I'm certainly looking forward to the focus episodes coming up when it sounds like everyone will have a story, and we'll find out just how Summer, Scott, and Flynn became Rangers. In the meantime, check out shyranger.blogspot.com for regular episode commentary and www.shyranger.com. Later.